The challenges faced by the RTA and the committee were increased because the route of the Hume Highway itself was changing with the construction of new freeways. Kevin Latchford remembers.
At that time, we faced a major dilemma because the Southeastern Freeway was just being completed between Campbelltown and Almerton, and that cut out a large section of the old Hume Highway through Razorback, Picton, Largo, all those little towns all the way down there. And so we had to make a decision whether we'd stay with the original route, which was hopefully become a tourist road, or go with the main artery. We both contributed to the hiring of some consultants in North Sydney, and they did a report on the future of the driveway, and they recommended, in fact, we stay with the old Hume Highway. And
what was their reason for that?
They felt that no one would stop on the improved freeway, that everyone would be whizzing past at 100 kilometres an hour, and also the towns along the way would benefit by the tourist traffic, which was supposed to develop along the road, but I don't think it ever has. It's just reverted to a backcountry road. But yes, we had quite a lot of argument about that, and I don't think the consultants were all that impressed with it when we went the other way, and I made the decision, and the committee endorsed it, that we would go with progress virtually and go with the new alignment.
The situation was further compounded when new sections of freeway bypassed existing plantations along the highway.
When the Mittagong bypass went in and the Berrima bypass went in, that caused another problem, virtually, with what to do with the Southern Highlands plantations, and many years of argument went on about that. They said, you know, you can't abandon this, you know, and nor we could, because they were all memorial plantations. They all had stones and bronze plaques on them, and in the end we said, well, you know, we've got to make the decision to stay with the main route, but we won't abandon the plantations. We'll look after them. We still do. We maintain them, cut the grass, etc., but there are problems. They're not on RTA-controlled land. Because of the arrangements that were made down in the Southern Highlands, most of the plantations are on private property. And no one, not even the council, knows the details of the ownership thing. So that's a very big question mark about the future of them.
To what extent are the plantations in the Southern Highlands being maintained today?
Well, it's very sad to see, because something that had such input, and probably when it was being run by Sir Cecil and Claude Crowe, and he was a main player. Claude Crowe would go over and prune each year and very rarely put in a bill for it. So he would actually go over and maintain those ones at Berrima, not necessarily the mowing, but the actual trees. And since Claude Crowe died, and Sir Cecil obviously moved on, the plantations are simply mown, and there's very little work that's done in them, and you can see it, they're starting to fall into disrepair, which is sad to see, and I think that's one of the reasons I got involved, to see what we can do about them. They're in a bypassed area of the Remembrance Driveway, so they're no longer considered part of the main Remembrance Driveway. But they still have their social significance, they still have their historic significance, and they have an enormous amount of horticultural significance. And they'd be very interesting for a future horticultural study on what happens in the survival of all these exotics in the Australian conditions.